So he began Elsman with the Nod Yehuda. You begin our Wintersman with a contemporary of his, the Chassam Sofer. Also one of the Gedoli Achronim in the late 1700s, early 1800s. The following episode took place around two centuries ago this week. Chassam Sofer is famous, most famous to us as a posek, as someone who rejuvenated the art of writing shilas and tshuvas, who was paskening many of the most difficult shilas for much of Europe at the time, and whose tshuvas continued to shape the way we practice halacha ad yom hazeh. At the time, the Chassam Sofer was famous not only as a posek, but also as a Rosh Yeshiva. He was the head of the yeshiva in Pressburg. And this week, the week between Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, boys were coming from across Europe to take fahers, hoping that they would be admitted into the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva. And there were two boys who took a train together from their shtetl. And both boys from the same town, both interested in joining the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva. I don't know their names. So we'll imagine that their names were Yisachar and Asher. And Yisachar was a hard worker. He was excited. He was davening. He was going to make it into the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva. And Asher was a shuin. Asher was unusually brilliant, incredibly talented, and so much so that word had already reached the yeshiva in Pressburg. Guys in the bachur already in yeshiva heard that Asher was coming. They're all excited about the new energy and the new brilliance he's going to add to the Beis Medrash. And they get the train together, they arrive at the yeshiva together, each one comes, sits for a faher with the Chassam Sofer, and Yisachar is accepted, and to a lot of surprise and a fair amount of consternation, Asher, the shuin, is rejected by Chassam Sofer. Ma'pesher Azvar. There was a bit of a ruckus in yeshiva, they were looking forward to Asher joining, how come he didn't make it in, a hack. Chassam Sofer remarked that he knew before they even walked into his office to take fahers, he knew that Asher was not going to be accepted. The brilliant Asher. Ma pitom. So the way the Pressburg Yeshiva was arranged, Chassam Sofer's office was in the front of the building on the first floor with a window overlooking the sidewalk. They had already taken the yeshiva sukkah down, but the schach hanayah had been put away in the garage. It was still lying on the sidewalk. And Chassam Sofer was looking out the window. You see these two boys arrive, and they're walking down the sidewalk, and they're headed to the front door of the yeshiva, and the schach is in the way. And Yisachar makes a detour, swings all the way around, and makes it to the front door of the yeshiva. Asher looks down, can't be bothered, and just treads straight across the sach, the shortest path to the front door. Chassam Sofer said, Yisachar will work hard, will be matzliach in our yeshiva. And a boy who just emerged from a week, 8 days in the sukkah, and can just tread on sach like that, a boy who has so little appreciation for the gift of mitzvahs, he's not yet ready to succeed here. So we emerge now from a month that's probably more full than any other month, more densely packed with all sorts of colorful mitzvahs. Colorful mitzvahs that have been tucked away. The shofar and the Yom Kippur shoes and the arava and the lulav and esrog and the sukkah, all tucked away, the hakafas tucked away, Mirtz Hashem for next year. But as I might have mentioned to you before, Yom Tov, the Yitzhak Huttner, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, was a very insightful and colorful figure. So he often used to remark to Talmidim right now, as Yom Tov is closing, that the attitude has to be nish nochi yantiv avek, nor nochi yantiv arayim. It can't be another yantiv gone by. The attitude has to be another yantiv gone in. The days on the calendar keep marching forward, but the yantiv is not just a pleasant memory in the rearview mirror. The yantiv went through me, and the yantiv shaped me, and the yantiv elevated me, uplifted me in some way. We leave the season of unique, colorful, annual mitzvahs, and those are tucked away. With that heightened awareness of the value of the preciousness of a mitzvah, we come once again to the routine mitzvahs, hopefully with new eyes. We just lay in Parshas Bereishis, which allows us to look at the world again with new eyes, to look once again at a world with fresh eyes, seeing that this entire universe is created by the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Psukim tell us. And as Yeshayahu adds in yesterday's Haftarah, in Perek Mem Beis, not only is everything created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but everything was created intentionally and purposefully, teleologically, if you will. Yeshayahu reminds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you see everything that I've created, Berasiv, Yitzartiv, Asisiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in forms and in broad strokes and in granular detail, Lichvodi. The universe was created for a telos. The universe was created to enable us to give great kvod shamayim. The universe is full of a plethora of opportunities to align our will with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and to advance kvod shamayim. And it's with those renewed, refreshed eyes, we look once again at the world and we look once again at a routine that we've, a place where we've been before, but we're knowing it for the, as T.S. Eliot said, we've been in this place before, but we're coming back and knowing it for the very first time. The Tishrei experience allows us to now approach the daily routines of learning, of davening, of opportunities to take care of people around us, opportunities for tikkun amidas, to polish our character, to polish the type of people that we are, to return to the standard every day, every week opportunity with fresh eyes. And with the eyes of the Chasam Sofer's successful Talmud, to approach Nuzman with an appreciation for the gift of mitzvahs, for the gift of a Seder, for the gift of a Shir, for the gift of opportunity to daven, and to daven with like-minded people, for the gift of an opportunity to care about the people around us, for the gift of an opportunity to be in an environment where we can focus on shaping ourselves and shaping our midos. And it's with that type of energy, that type of appreciation, and sense of preciousness, and sense of gift, we approach the Nuzman, and that we, I would say, in a different sense, to paraphrase T.S. Eliot, we're also back here for the first time, because Baruch Hashem, before Yontif, we had a few days to get our feet wet here and there. Got to come, a little bit of a present. Got the present of coming to Shiva for a day. Come to Shiva for 2 days, come to Shiva for 3 days, Baruch Hashem. And now we're ready to roll up our sleeves and really get to work. Before, over the course of Elul and Aseres Mitzvah, we had the chance to get to know each other a little bit, to dip our toes in the Yam HaTalmud, and specifically to dip our toes in the Yam of Cheskas Abatim and Taurus HaSfekas. And we're about to, not just dip in our toes, we're about to dive in. In a moment, I'll pass around Mar Makomos, and in 2 moments, we'll head down to the Beis Medrash to begin.